You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has put the financial services sector on notice as he unveiled the roadmap for implementing the Royal Commission's recommendations. It's a roadmap he claims will lead to lasting change.
The Royal Commission shone a spotlight on the extent of misconduct and how it fell below community standards.
The final report was handed down by Commissioner Kenneth Hain in February. It found banks and financial institutions worked within a culture of greed and engaged in gross misconduct to boost their profits. Commissioner Hain made 76 recommendations, 54 of which were directed at the government.
Commissioner Hain put it very simply. Two themes recurred. Dishonesty and greed. More importantly, the Commission highlighted the cost of this misconduct, of broken lives and families. Let there be no doubt that the Morrison government is committed to implementing our response to the Royal Commission, and let there also be no doubt that we will make the necessary changes to restore trust and confidence in Australia's financial system.
The government says it will implement about 20 of its 54 recommendations by the end of 2019. By mid-next year, more than 50 will be implemented or have legislation before the Parliament. And before the end of 2020, all remaining recommendations which require legislation will be introduced. Treasurer Frydenberg says the roadmap underlines the government's determination to bring about change to the financial system.
Many of these will be measures to strengthen the financial regulators' powers and their effectiveness, and these should, of course, start as soon as possible. For these recommendations, industry need not wait. Indeed, it should not wait.
While some victims have welcomed today's announcement, it brings little comfort to Dimity Hurst.
It doesn't get any easier. It certainly hasn't gone away, and I know that we're one of many that are still in exactly the same situation we were in before the Royal Commission. Nothing has changed.
Ms. Hurst and her family gave evidence during the Royal Commission about how their dealings with ANZ left them destitute.
And that culture within the banks hasn't yet changed in our view. They're talking the talk, but they are certainly not walking the walk. And now that Josh Frydenberg's come out and actually said that this is the time frames, this is the things that Commissioner Hain has said and recommended, and we're going to put them in place in the quickest possible time, I think that's wonderful, and I really hope that the banks actually sit up now and go, you know, we do need to change.
Consumer advocates have welcomed the government's timeframe, calling it ambitious. However, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers said today's announcement is disingenuous.
You cannot trust the Liberals when it comes to cracking down on rorts and rip-offs in the banking system. They've been dragged kicking and screaming to this announcement today. They've been shamed into it because for 6 months since they received the report of the Banking Royal Commission, they've done next to nothing.
Drew McRae is from the Financial Rights Legal Centre.
In implementing the Royal Commission recommendations, government has to place the consumer front and centre. They cannot let industry interests and lobbyists rule the day. They need to listen to the consumer and ensure that consumer protections are implemented in full.
He too says the government's timeline is ambitious, but if they can implement the recommendations in full and not let industry lobbyists water them down, consumers will be the winners.
Every day that goes by without legal reform being put in place is another day where exploitation of consumers occurs.
But even the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, agrees the need to rebuild consumer confidence is undeniable. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.